But all the children kind of made fun of, they would say, the lovely voice of Mama and so on, indicating that she would probably shriek most of the time when she talked with them. It was almost like he had composed it. You know, this nagging vibe from the Stillleben. It was almost just copied from how she spoke.
Well, in the Armseelchen, we see Eric's ability to capture a mood concisely. We see the accompaniment as an equal partner with the voice. We see many things that will be typical of his songs throughout his life. Perhaps most typical, we see a gift for lyrical, expressive melody. Did Eric ever say how a melody came to him? And it's a magical process, we know. Beethoven has talked about it a bit. Did Eric ever?
I don't think he talked to it about it too much. It came at different times, but mostly it came when it was supposed to come, because he was... It is strange that such a wild and stormy person as he was in other ways very pedantic.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen his workroom. There was not a pencil that was in disarray. And he was very, very tidy and almost pedantic. And so was also where his work habits.
Mm-hmm.
And because he always gave lessons in the afternoon, he had kind of trained himself
to work in the morning.
And he went to the piano and began. But there were times when absolutely nothing would come, and it would make him extremely unhappy, because then he would think that it would never come. And he could not force it at all. And it was either came or it didn't. You know, when it didn't come, then he was unable to work and could do nothing. Now, he had a number of sketchbooks, and I still have some here. And in part they contain nucleus to what is later a composition and existed. But I do not really know how he used them and if he used them during the day. I have never observed him do that.
This is a fascinating legacy then.
About outward stimuli, you know, sometimes it was, for instance, the Requiem, the big Requiem.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great political upheaval in Austria, in which a man by the name of Dollfuss, of which you might have heard.
There was an exhibit about him in Vienna.
Suppressed the socialists, and it was like a war. It was like a civil war. There was shooting in the streets, and there were many dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Eric began the Requiem.
I see.
But the Viennese forget quickly. The thing quieted down, and everybody went to the Heurigen, which is the place where you drink wine.
Oh, yes.
And everything was quite happy. And so after working feverishly on the first part, the whole mood of the city went back to normal, and he couldn't compose anymore, and it was impossible for him. And he had one of those times where he couldn't compose at all. And then Dollfuss himself was killed.
There was another
uprising of the Nazis at that time, and he was killed, and under very pitiful circumstances. They hovered over him, and he had a mortal wound, and they didn't let any doctor come in. He slowly bled to death, and it was really quite a horrible thing. And then he continued.
Finished it. That's amazing.
So it was really an absolutely outward stimulus there.
Now, the opposite pole from Armseelchen is the third of this set, the Nek und Nympha, which is a marvelous early example of a comic song. Maybe we can talk a little bit about Eric's sense of humor.
Well, I think his sense of humor was one of the most marked features that he had. And I remember quite a few things, but I constantly meet people who remember this or that of him, which I have forgotten. He never told a joke or remembered even a joke. He made them up himself, you know. His coinages were so funny, you know, that you really could remember them.
Mm-hmm.